a very good afternoon from the sports team. I know everyone knows, but I think I need to talk about it. Rory McIlroy has completed the career Grand Slam. He won the Masters yesterday at Augusta. He beat Justin Rose on the first playoff hole to claim a famous victory. The Northern Irishman says that it is a dream come true.
I go back to watching this tournament on the weekend with my father when I was 7 and 8 years old, watching Tiger Woods do what he did in 1997. That was my inspiration to try to become what I am today. And to think that I'm up here wearing one of those green jackets is, honestly, it's a dream come true.
Well, he is just the sixth golfer in history to complete that career Grand Slam. And then in football news, now defending champions Orlando Pirates will take on Kaizer Chiefs in the Nedbank Cup final next month. The first Soweto Derby final in the competition for almost 20 years. The Buccaneers saw off Maruma Gallants 1-0 thanks to a Kabelo Dlamini's first half strike at the Orlando Stadium to make a third consecutive final. Chiefs came from behind to beat Mamelodi Sundowns 2-1 in a famous victory at Loftus-Versfeld. And Pirates coach Jose Rivero says they executed their plan very well.
We start quite well. Patience enough to deal with the first part of the opponent approach with a low block. And I think we managed to score a good goal in a key moment to give us more calm for the rest of the game. It was a game good, well executed and well worked by the team. The consequence is that Orlando Pirates is again in the cup final.
We're going to finish with a bit of surfing news now. Jordy Smith won his seventh Champions Tour victory this past weekend at the Surf City El Salvador Pro. In a first All-South African final, he beat Matthew McGillivray to move to fifth on the rankings. McGillivray, in a first final of his career, has also been bumped up the rankings. He's now currently 13th in the overall rankings. That's it for now for the East Coast Radio Sports Team. I'm Nick Tatham.